Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Morning, Joe. Morning, everyone. What is our message for today? I see, like, a spinning wheel, like on the Wheel of Fortune, and it's going all around, like, peep, 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 peep. What are we going to land on today? I see some heavy hitters going by me. The word that stands out is freedom. It was waiting. It was like, dee, dee, dee. Oh my gosh, you guys should be in my head sometimes. It's fun.
You give us a pretty good idea.
So the word freedom really stands out. So now let's go into freedom. Like, what do they mean from that? And I see a whole bunch of things being ripped up. Okay. So there's maybe people, not maybe that. We want you to write down something that you want freedom from, or that you're looking to be free from a situation, whatever. They're like, write down all the things that are bothering you, that's just nagging at you, things that you don't feel free about, that you don't feel like you can have choice over it, or that you're not in control of it somehow, that you're at peace with it. So I want you to make a list today. And they're showing me holding on to that list and thinking everything that's on there. Then they show me ripping it up and then throwing it in from fire. A lot of you have probably heard doing this. It's a good release, but they're like, we're going to do a step further than this. When you release it, when you rip it up, they want you to take every single piece that you rip up, and just look at it and really, really thank it. Really express your gratitude for that being in your life to show you the meaning of freedom, show you the value of freedom, because all those things actually are helping you to find that within your freedom. To be present within yourself. It's not about freedom, financial freedom. You can totally write that down. If you're in a relationship, whether that's work or whether that's personal relationship, could be a friend relationship, whatever, and you are not feeling a sense of freedom or a reciprocating energy back and forth, and you write that down, that person or job actually helped you to realize that you were not feeling free. So really, really, really take the time today to thank that that little piece of paper that you crumple up, that you rip apart. And then as you light it on fire, sit and watch the fire. Actually sit and watch it. Watch it smolder, taking deep breaths while you're doing it. And then I want you to pick a mantra. Pick a mantra. You can say, like, I am free. I am free. And just imagine, oh, that's fun. Imagine some wings, like angel wings, coming out of you and just taking flight. Like you're just going to lift yourself up and fly around your town. And then imagine your mind. It's in your mind, your imagination center. Some people call it the third eye. You're going to start traveling. Start imagining yourself flying around above yourself. Start imagining yourself flying around your town, your house. Wherever you're at, imagine that. See if you can allow yourself to get to that in your head. When you could start doing that, and you could start imagining yourself actually like flying about everything, you will find some inner peace. You'll find that freedom.
When you imagine yourself flying above everything, did you say?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very fun.
That's what I was going to say. That's a very fun. It's a practice, activity, meditation, the combination of things. And if there's something in what you just described, Kim, that say just isn't conducive to where someone lives or whatever, say for some people, yeah, burning something in a fire just may be a challenge. So you might just even singe the corner with a candle or something, yep, and not burn the entire thing. Like, give yourself give yourself permission to not to get creative with it, to not discount the idea and say, well, I can't do that, so I'm not going to do it. Because we there's a part of us that likes to move on from things very quickly if there's one little reason we can't do it. But yeah, even singeing a little corner if you're in an apartment building or something where a fire would be a challenge. And
Yeah, or just sit in front of a candle, even if that's a fake candle. Just look at the flame while you're holding out the little pieces.
Ooh, I like that too. Wonderful.
Yep.
Yeah, this is a fun one. Cool. Thank you so much.
Well, and all of this is with the intention of you finding your inner freedom.
Inner freedom. Let's find our inner freedom, and we're going into the weekend. So
you have all weekend to do this.
Right.
On our time.
Right.
Yep. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Kim. All right. Until next time.